For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, boogie like Benson, I'm a who that. Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that. Sports coma, this is where we do that. Welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elk. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Probably like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Shout out to the mighty Who That Nation, man. What's poppin', man? We in this thing, Sports Coma, representing the mighty Who That Nation. Welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sports talk from your favorite sports fam. What's poppin', fam? What's going on, man? It's time for the Thursday Saints wrap-up, man. A lot going on this very, very active Thursday. And what can I tell you? We open the broadcast up with the tweeting comments. One of the most really popping and interesting comments that Mike Thomas has been tweeting, among the many other comments, you know, is out there, is the one that stuck to my mind is Jeff Duncan is a hoe. Now, Mike, listen, brother, I can't condone, man, you calling this man a hoe, man. Come on, brother. We can't be doing all that, brother. Hey, bro, where we at, in high school again, man? What's going on? Oh, man. No, Tuck, I didn't hear that. He biting off of me. Oh, man, he probably said it really slower, though. You know, it's a little different. I guarantee he said it a lot slower than I usually do. But listen, fam, man, this is ridiculous, man. And for when you get to the point where you're a football player and you calling the reporters holes, and it's time for you to pack your bags and go, man, for real. Now, listen, man, and I listen. I don't think you should be giving them that much shine, Mike. I'm going to just be honest with you. The man just put up something saying that he expected, and the Saints are expected to release Michael Thomas soon. But see, Mike, one of them dudes, he's lurking in the comment section. And so if you got something up there, you're talking about it. But like, Mike's one of those dudes, he pays attention to what people are talking about, especially reporters, because, you know, a lot of reporters have the responsibility and some power to paint a certain view of you. So if you don't like what they're saying, you don't have to call them any names. Just go in and talk to them. Many of them will listen to you. They will talk to you. A lot of them will. And like I've been saying about a lot of the reporters, that cover the Saints recently, we have a really good batch of them. And this is the first time in a long while that we've had as straight lace and good, solid Saints reporters, insiders, all of that than we've had in a very long time. So I got to give it. I'm always giving them credit. Well, credit's due, but we're going to talk about this tonight. Kick fan, we're going to talk about this tonight. So y'all please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. By all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. Tuck says, no, check it out, Q, before you got sleepy. Oh, okay. So I can't be having you biting off me, President Biden. We can't go. We can't do that, brother. Come on now with the biting and all that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, shout out to the fam, man. Appreciate each and every last one of y'all. OG to the third degree. What's up, Josh? How you doing, brother? Both Joshes are in the building. Shout out to both of you guys. Mr. Who Dad, brother Terry's in this thing. Claude's in this thing. What's up, Tuck? Shout out to you. Appreciate you as well. All right. Appreciate you. Brother Slim is in this thing. Original Soul says, I haven't felt this much apathy about the team in a long time. It's very interesting. What's up, Bronze? Shout out to you, fam. Appreciate y'all for chiming in the late stream. Listen, there's a history between Mike Thomas, obviously, and Jeff Duncan. This is something that's been going on for some time. So, you know, guys, I did a little work just to kind of get into this. Let's touch on this, man. Let's kind of get into the article, which was basically what Mike just went off on. I won't cover everything because y'all guys have heard it ad nauseam today. But pretty much this is some of the stuff Niles wrote on it for the WhoDatDaily.com. And he mentioned that Mike Thomas made headlines scathing response to rumors of impending release as reported by NOLAs.com's Jeff Duncan. Saints locker room drama unfolds amidst key contractual negotiations and new player acquisitions, painting a complex picture of the team's offseason strategy. Now, this is some of the tweets that are sourced in the article that Mike Thomas talked about. Jeff Duncan, how he said, Jeff Duncan, funny how they're planning on releasing me if I was on a 1-year deal. He puts a bunch of laughing emojis. Don't fall for it. He the same dude that tried to be my friend in season after saying I wasn't the same player. And training camp, hashtag next topic. Okay. But he didn't go on to the next topic. He stayed right where the hell he was at. He tweeted this one. Why would you do this, man? Jeff Duncan sitting up there with his thing. Look at this. And he got an emoji of a clown. Y'all think he no ball? Yeah, right. Y'all really clicking links to what he writes. Hashtag good luck. A little petty. A lot petty. And then this one here, this is the really the one that dropped on top of his head. Jeff Duncan is a hoe. And Jeff Duncan says, what? Jeff Duncan is a hoe trying to stay relevant. So let's speak on it. The Saints leak information to him to try to ruin players' value. But see, I'm not broke, so I can speak on it. He is broke, so he needs the clicks. Go look at all his, he says, go look at all his articles that never end up being true. And he's, you know, and listen, man, Jeff Duncan been doing this for a very long time. And I don't often agree with about everything Jeff Duncan does. It's times where he'll flip and try to straddle the fence. And, you know, he does stuff. And I've been reading and knowing about Jeff Duncan for a long time. Me, I have no personal problem with Jeff Duncan. I think he, as in terms of a Saints reporter, he's solid. He's a solid Saints reporter. You can't take that away from him. But, you know, not too many people that I've heard dealing with the New Orleans Saints, and I've been just doing, you know, talking about the Saints being an overall black and gold man for you know, well over 30 years and doing the stream for some time. I don't see an issue with him and other people. It's just something with him and Mike just don't like him. So, I mean, and it stems back. If you go back 3 years, fam, I'm going to play something for you guys. We go back 3 years. This right here that I got showing for you guys, this was back in Saints camp 2022, day one, when Gang Guard Mike first got back. Now, y'all remember there were some comments made about Mike Thomas, and we covered it that time. So exactly, Arvin, you can't take that. He been spot on though about, Mike has, but you don't really hear too many other people, you know, saying Jeff Duncan writes junk. I think Duncan and Mike Thomas just doesn't have a good chemistry. All right. So anyway, y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hit it. This is going back into the show archives, man. I had to dig on it. and cover it. But remember this little giblet? Y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hear this one.
Chill with the guys. Stay honest with each other, compete at a high level so we can build a great team and so we can come out here and have fun on Sundays.
What do you like about Jameis's game?
Jameis, he's a competitor. He's like the ultimate competitor. He always shows up ready to work. It's like you're not going to outwork him. You're not going to deny him. And he's always has that energy. He brings that energy and passion, and you just feed off that. And I'm excited to play with him, and I'm excited to help him move change.
Can you explain, like, this is the first time we've talked to you in like 2 years. I mean,
yeah, you'd be always saying stuff.
What happened?
Like, you always be writing BS. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what happened that caused this to be a 2-year?
You got to ask the trainers and doctors about that.
Do you have any regrets?
You don't like your Duncan?
Nah, no regrets. Watch me play now.
How excited are you to have
you don't like your Duncan?
I'm very excited. It's a blessing to have a guy like Chris Olave.
All right, so remember that. Y'all put in one in y'all chat. Y'all remember that. That's right, OG. Shout out to OG Jerry. Says, this is a throwback? This is a throwback. This is going back a couple of years, fam, to day one of training camp in 2022 when King Guard Mike came back. I played that interview for the family members to remember. Y'all heard what Mike was saying. Yeah, you the one be writing that junk. Yeah, he flipped on them then. So, I mean, this is one of the things that we kind of go into some of the history between these two. And it's not a very favorable history. But in the end, I think Mike Thomas is I think it's enough. It's time for him to go. Also, you know, let me play this, too. And this kind of plays in it, too. This is Jeb Duncan going on Rich Eisen's show to talk about Mike Thomas's response to his column. This was several years back. Listen to this.
Taking them all together, he wrote, first up, you ain't a snake, but they will make you. That's first up. And then it appears to be just a few moments later, the next tweet saying, think what you want. I ain't trying to clear no rumors up. That was next up for him on that Twitter jaunt. And then later on, he retweeted somebody asking if he's healthy. Please tell me you won't be sitting out the next game. That's either a Saints fan or somebody who drafted Mike Thomas in the first round of their fantasy draft. He quote tweeted that and then responded, I was never healthy. I was just trying to help my team get a win and heal up during the bye. Had a setback, was so close, and I take my health serious. Now I'm a bad guy. LOL, and then Betts, or BET, I don't know. Is he insinuating here, if you don't mind interpreting all of them together, and I'll give you the floor in a second. Is he insinuating there that he wasn't suspended because of what happened in terms of a fight or insubordination or conduct detrimental, that they're making it seem that way and because he's not yet healthy? I give you the floor on interpreting all this, Jeff Duncan.
Well, Rich, I could use a translator in my social media attempts with Mike Thomas, because this isn't the first time I've struggled to interpret what he's trying to say. Here's what I would say on that. I think clearly he's trying to avoid losing a game check, even though it's not in relative terms, $58,000 to all of us is a lot of money to an NFL player. It's not that significant, but he's trying to hang on to that by using the injury as a reason, but that would be moot, I think, at this point, because the team has already filed a letter of discipline, and he was going to play. He was in the game plan for the game. So this transgression was related to the incident that was involved. He wasn't sat because of his health, and I think he's trying to present that case probably through his representation in that regard. But I would say this, Rich, and I think it's important to say this. Mike Thomas has tried to play the last 2 or 3 weeks. He's a tough customer.
Okay, so he flips. Now, you heard what he's saying. Now that right there pissed Mike Thomas off because he basically saying it wasn't the Saints situation why he, was an injury-related situation why he didn't try to play. A lot of what he was saying, a lot about the column, he was mirroring this stuff in the columns that he was writing about Mike Thomas. Mike Thomas didn't agree about that. He didn't like that. No player that's tough, that goes through injury upon injury, it doesn't ever want to be labeled as a player who is healthy enough to play but chooses not to play for other reasons outside of health. They don't like that. Because most professionals, they'll play when hurt. And Mike Thomas did play when he was hurt, and it exacerbated the situation. We remember all of that. But then he flips in.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The commentary after saying what he just, as you just heard, then he says, this is a tough customer. The guy does this, he plays. You see what I'm saying? He gave two different vantage points, but usually it's the first thing you hear that sticks with you. Mike Thomas didn't like that. Let's finish up.
And he wanted to get on the field, and the team did the right thing by sitting him. They want to be cautious. That's a finicky injury, a high ankle sprain. They had Mike Thomas talk to Dr. Anderson, the leading ankle doctor in the country, to explain to him why it's important for him to be cautious with this injury. It could sideline him for the rest of the year, but he was trying to come back sooner. That's the competitive desire and the competitiveness of Mike Thomas, and it's one of the reasons he's such a great player.
Hey.
All right, so as you can see right there, he kind of flips. But what I'm doing right now is basically just giving a little backdrop of, because some people probably forgot some of this stuff. So it's usually I try my best to add more depth to what's going on between Mike, because I've seen a lot of articles where they're writing the stuff like it's Mike Thomas going off on a guy for whatever reason. They're not citing the relationship or lack thereof between the two, right? So you see Mike Thomas is a guy where he's just a bully, or he's bullying the guy. So I've seen hit pieces on Michael Thomas where they were criticizing him and saying this type of thing. And he wasn't just beating up on Jeff Duncan. There was a lot of stuff between them, articles written that Michael Thomas didn't agree about. It. He called a lot of the stuff that he wrote about him BS. You the one that be writing that BS. That was his words. So this is just like probably one of the final chapters in terms of Michael Thomas as a Saint player with Jeff Duncan as a Saints reporter, unless he chooses to write articles about him as he goes to another team. But this is basically the end result. But this is some of the history, and we've covered a lot of this on the show over the years, the relationship between, or lack thereof, between Thomas and Jeff Duncan. He doesn't like him. You know, that's just what it is. He doesn't like him. And the reason he doesn't like him is because he doesn't like the type of articles that are the information he's putting in these articles about him. He doesn't like it. So, you know, that's why he calls Jeff Duncan names. And I think it should be handled better than that, because you don't have to call the man a HOE or, you know, a garden tool. He doesn't have to call him a garden tool. Come on, Mike. You don't have to call him that, brother. You know, and stuff like that. That's just not what it's hitting for. So anyway, an article, 31-year-old Saints wideout did not mince words when he took to social media, vehemently criticized Duncan's reporting, was suggested Thomas would be cut from the team before the new league year begins on March the 13th. Now, Thomas accused the Saints of leaking information to undermine players' value, a claim that adds a layer of intrigue to the ongoing narrative surrounding his future with the team. This public outburst has not only spotlighted the strained relationship between Thomas and the Saints management, but also raised questions about the credibility of sports journalism. So what he was saying was irresponsible, because this is what Mike Thomas was saying about Jeff Duncan, that his reporting is irresponsible about him. You know, now, like I said, to be fair, I haven't heard any other players criticize Jeff Duncan's reporting. The only one I've heard criticize him is Michael Thomas. That's his main sticking point anyway. But Tyreek Hill chimed in as well, the wide receiver from Miami Dolphins, of course, and said, Mike T got time today for MFs, and I like it. He basically kind of retweeted what Mike Thomas said about Jeff Duncan. So perhaps this is something where Tyreek Hill is trying to pull, you know, as Niles kind of made mention in this article about Mike Thomas to Miami, whatever, wherever he goes. But in the end, it's just more social media stuff for the Saints. And ultimately, we talked about it. Mike Thomas is done with the Saints. We knew that. We've been known that for some time now. When he came out with the social media commentary about Derek Carr, stuff that we already know. And that's one of the things that we talked about here, because there is a certain type of what they call journalistic professionalism, where you are, how you deal with certain cats or certain people in the industry and whatnot. So if there is a decorum, you know, that they're trained how to handle certain things. So, but one thing I realize as a person, when you start talking to people, that most responsible reporters, and Jeff Duncan will sit down with you. He will, you know, hash out some things. And I think that was probably a conversation that should have been had, as opposed to firing off at him through social media and criticize him. Really, that doesn't really hurt him at all. Because that really doesn't hurt him at all, fam, to be honest with you. That actually gives him some shine. You know, that that actually spotlights him and kind of elevate him in the spotlight temporarily. You see what I'm saying? So if there was an issue, maybe go, if you don't want to go to him, go to a reporter you do like and sit down and give them an exclusive and tell your side of the story. Because we've known, like, over the time with Michael Thomas and social media, like when he accused the Saints of trying to besmirch his name, or they're trying to defame my name. It happened all around when he was blamed for not getting the surgery. Y'all remember that going all the way back? And I'm just giving a little, you know, information on it. But when Mike Thomas was supposed to have the surgery a couple of years back, and he didn't get the surgery, and then the Saints had played it like it was his decision. And it wasn't until later on that he didn't say anything. He could have blurted that out on social media to his credit. He didn't. Now, later on after it happened, because at the time Coach Payton was here and they hashed it out, but he was saying the truth is going to come out soon. And before anything could happen, him and the Saints had got together. And later on, the Keyshawn Johnson, which is his uncle, told the show that he was on, that it was the Saints that told him not to get the surgery because they wanted to see if it would heal on its own. And when it didn't, that's when he decided to have the surgery. But that wasn't Mike's decision, according to Keyshawn Johnson, who he said got the word from Michael Thomas. Now you decide on who's right here, just giving you both sides here. But it's a lot of stuff, man. But ultimately, you know, Mike Thomas did a lot of great things from the New Orleans Saints. Over the years, the records, the catches, all of the great memories of what Michael Thomas done here for the black and gold, he'll never be forgotten. But it is definitely at time for Mike to kind of move on. He needs a fresh start somewhere else. And it's a lot of stuff with this team. And Mike's one of the guys that doesn't have any confidence or faith in the current Saints organization. And there are more than a handful of guys that feel like Mike Thomas. They just don't attack social media with it. You know, they kind of keep it on to themselves. So ultimately, a lot of this stuff is going to be played and, you know, over time, and we'll figure it out over time. But yes, this is very interesting. Brian says, Duncan been mad. He never made it big when he ran the story on Peyton with the fake bounty gate everybody made, but Jeff, he's Mickey's lapdog. Okay, thank you, Brian. And we've debunked the bounty gate crap. We debunked it on this show. The bounty gate crap was good. I mean, I did a show on it. Maybe I need to do another show on it, or take that show that I did and cut it up and put it out there. But I've been exposed in the bounty gate. It was garbage. He had nothing. It was Goodell's attempt to destroy the team, and he did it for a couple of years. Independent investigations came back out and reversed the rulings, and they apologized to the Saints, but they did not give any draft capital back. They didn't give them any money back. It was a bunch of garbage built on a disgruntled employee who didn't have any credibility. and they played it up big. And then the independent investigation came in and they proved that it was all garbage, that it was garbage. But they didn't play that up. They keep the image that Bounty Gate was real when it'd been debunked and told down, that they were taking money to hurt players out there, all this kind of stuff. They've been debunked. They had no information on that. All right, Arvin says, yo, Q, I want to see you make a show with Minister of Defense. Okay, yeah, that's my brother, man. Shout out to a Minister of Defense, man. That's that brother's, yeah, brother Uptown, Saints Uptown. Yeah, I'm a reach out to Saints Uptown. That's my guy, man. I got mad respect for that brother. He always tell it like it is, man. Much love to the WD family over there doing it big, man. Always appreciate those brothers, man. All right, so anyway, fam, let's keep it pushing, man. Let's move on to the next item right here we talk about is the fact that Saints reportedly signed safety Tyrann Mathieu to a 2-year deal. How about that? As reported by Yahoo, and they were basically talking about Mr. Underhill's reports, and Josina Anderson talked about it as well, that the contract is worth $13 million. The safety was headed into the final year of his deal with the Saints and would have accounted for one of the biggest salary cap hits on the team, approximately $12 million. Cutting Tyrann Mathieu would have saved the Saints effectively nothing, but restructuring or extending his deal offered the Saints salary cap strapped team more spending flexibility ahead of the new league year beginning next week. And you can see this is Tyrann's 2023-24 season statistics. You can see, well, he had a very solid season this past year for the Black and Gold. He kind of got right in there where he belongs and showed up really big. So shout out to Tyrann Mathieu, because he said he basically wanted to retire a Black and Gold. So he living a life. Grew up in the city, you know, played at LSU, went out and got drafted. He got, you know, got some championship rings, come back here, hopefully trying to get one with the Black and Gold. But great life, man. 31-year-old coming off of when he finished with 75 tackles, 9 pass deflections, 4 interceptions and a touchdown for his hometown team. The 3-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro, joined the Saints in 2022 after spending 3 seasons with KC, won a Super Bowl there. In 2 seasons with the Saints, he started 34 games, has 166 tackles, 7 pass defensed, and 7 interceptions. The Saints finished 2nd in the NFC South at 9-8, and missed the playoffs due to its tiebreaker with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It missed the playoffs. One of the, and listen, yeah, they could have beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They didn't. I think the most polarizing game for us that the Saints lost was the Green Bay game, because they were up by 17 with 11 minutes left in the game and allowed the Packers to rally back and win 18-17. I think that's probably the most polarizing game of why the Saints kind of didn't get it. So anyway, shout out to brother Tyrann Mathieu. Just goes to show you that hard work pays off. Anyway, let's jump here. Over the cap right now, currently, family, the rankings for the Saints, and I got both of my cap source sites. Over the cap has the Saints currently at 17.2 mil over the cap in the red. So the Saints slowly working it down. They're at 17.2 according to over the cap. And SporTrack, who's the other site I use, has the Saints roughly at, are they saying, in terms of the cap space, all is 18.6, but really the 51 contracts at 15.4. So between 15.4 and 17.2 is where they basically believe the Saints to be currently in terms of its cap situation. Still a lot of time left. A lot of time left for the Black and Gold to get this down as fast as they can. All right. So anyway, let's keep it moving, family, going to the next item of news, and then we'll kind of flash back to the chat for any questions. So if y'all got any questions, please feel free to throw them in the chat or even comments. All right. So anyway, going back to the article by Niles and the source Bob's tweet, shout out to brother Bob, further bolstering the lineup, the Saints welcome fullback Xander Horvath. For those family members that wasn't too polarized with Michael Thomas' comments about reporter Jeff Duncan, and of course the Tyrann Mathieu extension, we did sign a player today. The Saints signed a fullback. How about that? And this is very interesting, because And usually when you kind of do this type of maneuvering, like we really didn't, you know, you got to wait till around a March 11th, but this guy is already there. And the Saints say, we need a fullback. And I was like, man, they just signed this guy up under all this news. And I was like, man, I'm going to have to do some research on Mr. Xander Horvath. And I did, man. And I looked at Xander Horvath, and the dude can play, man. You know, he's a fullback, but he has a lot of different purposes. I was looking at his college tape. I was looking at some of the film he had from the Chargers. And the kid could play, man. The kid could play. And I'm going to play his draft, because he got picked up by the Chargers. A year ago in the draft. And in the matter of fact, he was the seventh round pick, 260 in the draft. So signing ahead of the official start NFL free agency signifies the Saints' proactive approach in reshaping the roster. He has an impressive athletic profile highlighted by a standout performance. And you got the rest suggests that Horvath could bring a dynamic edge to the Saints' offensive playbook.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.